Hi, and welcome to our podcast, M&C. I'm Mercedes.
And I'm Chase.
And today we'll be talking about a little bit of ourselves and what we believe in America's history. All right, for our project, we picked Southern as our region. For cuisines and for some background information is that you had a lot of different types of cooking styles and ways. For example, there was Creole food in like Louisiana. There was Mexican food, which was coming from immigrants that were coming to the U.S. And overall, there was just a lot of different types of foods and influences from all around. And some ingredients that were the most common that I noticed was they had a lot of seafood in a lot of their meals, whether it was breakfast, lunch, or dinner, but it was also just overall like ethnically more different than it would be in California. And we've learned like a lot about how the immigrants can influence different states and countries with, you know, their foods or trading, and they definitely had a huge impact on the South. You saw a lot of different Mexican-inspired dishes in almost every menu. There was at least one. And you saw different spins and takes on different dishes. And yeah, thanks for listening.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. It's Chase now, and right, well, we're going to talk about some of the key ingredients that they used in the South. And a lot of those key ingredients involved the ocean and a lot of stuff that is grown. So, like fruits, for example. Because some of the Southern states, not all, but some of the Southern states are, like, close to the ocean, so they had a lot more access to, you know, the waters. And some of the food could have been given by trading as well. And definitely in the 1930s, why everything was like cheaper per se was that because like farms, animals, and everything were like, you know, because they had like, they lost a lot of like cattle and stuff like that. Farmers lost a lot of business in some places, so they had to really use what they could to make like a decent meal. And some of those stuff were very expensive, but they all couldn't really afford it since everyone was kind of struggling in their own ways particularly. And so a lot of the cookbooks really helped people understand like how they, what they went through, because it really like showed like the key ingredients that were mainly used and like what was like really like used most and what like people didn't really have. And so it just really shows how like people really like stepped outside the box and really had to adapt to the foods that they could use and that were discovered in that time period. And for each state, in like each town, it was very different, so I thought that was like very cool. So yeah.
All right, so now heading on to our favorite recipes that we found. One of my favorite recipes that I saw that I probably would enjoy now is called baked fish with sauce. The reason why is I'm a really huge like fish person. I really like fish, so I think that's probably one of the main reasons I would really like it. And when I like looked for pictures of it, it looked pretty appetizing. So yeah, what's your favorite meal, Chase?
Oh, my favorite meal, which really stood out to me while reading like the recipes, was like the waffles. Because I know for sure that, like, well, first of all, waffles are, like, one of my favorite, like, breakfast foods. Like, if you've ever been to IHOP, like, they make really good waffles. And I just, like, know, like, probably, like, back then, like, they were like very different, and like and like they're probably like they probably tasted like really different, but like I really liked the waffles, and like while reading them I thought I said waffles and that really stood out to me, and I definitely think I'm gonna call waffles waffles now. So that is definitely something that really stood out to me. So next time I go to IHOP, I'm gonna ask for waffles.
All right, well, those are some of our favorite recipes, and at the end of our podcast. So thank you for listening. Bye. Thanks.